Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power,
wonder-working power
in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There is power,
power,
power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin's stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power,
wonder-working power
in the blood.
In the blood of the Lamb.
There is power,
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 wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is
power, power,
wonder-working
power in the blood of the Lamb.
There is power,
power, wonder-working
power
in the precious blood.
In the precious blood.
Well, good morning, my friend. I'm Pastor Joel, and it's great to have you with us today. John Wesley was about 21 years of age when he went to Oxford University. He came from a Christian home, and he was gifted with a keen mind and good looks. Yet in those days, he was a bit snobbish and sarcastic, and one night, something happened that set in motion a change in Wesley's heart. He was speaking with a porter, and he discovered that the poor fellow had only one coat and lived in such impoverished conditions that he didn't even have a bed. Wesley, being immature, thoughtlessly joked about the man's misfortune. He said, "And what else do you have to thank God for?" The porter smiled, and in a spirit of meekness replied with joy, "I thank God that He's given me my life and my being, a heart to love Him, and above all, a constant desire to serve Him." Deeply moved, Wesley realized that this man knew the meaning of true thankfulness. Many years later, in 1791, John Wesley lay on his deathbed at the age of 88. Those who gathered around him realized how well he'd learned the lesson of praising God in every circumstance. You see, despite Wesley's extreme weakness, he began to sing the hymn, "I'll Praise My Maker While I've Breath." I hope you'll be able to stay with us today for a special Thanksgiving program of Missionary Echoes.
I was walking outside one beautiful day, all the pretty flowers and a bright ray of sunshine shining on my face. Then I thought to myself how good God is and how He's given us life free from sin. And I'm thankful for all the joy life brings. We're so blessed in a million ways. We can't count them all. It would take more than a day. So we just gotta say thank you. that perfect joy in your heart. Well, you don't have to feel this way. You can be free in Jesus' name, and then you can see how He's blessed you along the way. We're so blessed in a million ways. We can't count them all. It would take more than a day. So we just gotta say, we're so blessed in a million ways. We can't count them all. It would take more than a day. So we just gotta say thank you. Thank you.
Lord Jesus, this morning we just want to give you thanks. You've done so many things for us, for your blessings, your mercy, your grace. We give you praise this morning. This week, as we celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday, I pray that you would help us to look to you and remember that our blessings, our life, all that we have truly comes from you. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to spend this time together this morning. I pray that across this nation and churches where people are gathering to praise you and worship you, that you would be lifted up, and Lord, that hearts would be turned to you. You see our need of revival, and I pray that even in Lebanon, that your will be accomplished, the message of the gospel would be proclaimed, and hearts would be seeking you this morning. We ask that your will be accomplished in this broadcast this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for morning worship service, and 6 o'clock for an evening worship service. This week, because of the Thanksgiving holiday, we'll hold our midweek prayer and praise service on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Our goal as a church family is to connect people to Jesus by delivering the gospel to those who need it, discipling converts as they walk with God, and deploying believers to share the message of the gospel. Now I have a number of upcoming events I'd like you to put in your calendar if possible. December 4th at 6 o'clock, Penview Bible Institute Choir and Ensemble will be here with us for a night of special music. And then December 10th and 11th at 6 o'clock each evening, our young people will be presenting the Nativity Play, our annual Christmas drama in the Family Life Center at the church. Then on December 18th at 6 o'clock, we're planning a special Christmas service you'll not want to miss. I hope that you'll be able to join us in person for our services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com where you can watch live streaming of the services. Also, you can find out about upcoming events and learn more about us. That's LebanonGMC.com.
Lifted my burdens at Calvary. He carried them high upon an old rugged tree. There His blood broke my chains of sin and washed me clean. In victory I'll praise Him for the day. He lifted my burdens away.
I once tried everything to find peace in my soul. Climbing the wrong mountains and taking the wrong roads. Surrounded by a wall so high it hid the light of day. Then I gave my heart to Jesus. He lifted my burdens away.
He lifted my burdens at Calvary. He carried them high upon an old rugged tree. There His blood broke my chains of sin and washed me clean. In victory I'll praise Him for the day. He lifted my burdens away.
I now live free and peace abides within my soul. Grace and mercy stay beside me as I walk this road to hope. A wall of shining light surrounds me when I kneel to pray. Well, I thank him for the moment he lifted my burdens away.
He lifted my burdens at Calvary. He carried them high upon an old rugged tree. There his blood broke my chains of sin and washed me clean. In victory I'll praise him for the day. He lifted my burdens away. There his blood broke my chains of sin and washed me clean. For the day he lifted my burdens, he took all my burdens, he lifted my burdens away.
Seen something, maybe a gadget or gizmo or some sort of toy, and just wondered, now what is that supposed to do? I remember the first time I saw a Slinky, those spring-like toys you can stretch and then they return to their original form until they tangle them. I was mesmerized by the way it could walk downstairs, and I had to have one. I got a Slinky and found out that while it could walk downstairs, it really wasn't that much good at anything else. It was so easy to tangle, and the novelty quickly wore off as I found other toys that were created to capture my attention as a child. But have you ever wondered about what you were created to do? Not what some gadget or gizmo, but what you were created to do. Would you be surprised if I said this morning that you were created to praise God? Yes, I'm talking about you. I know that sometimes you don't feel like giving praise in the midst of problems or pain, but that doesn't negate the fact that you are at your best when you're praising God and bringing glory to God. From the very beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it, above and upon the earth, he created man, and he created man unique. Man was not simply spoken into existence like the planets, the animals, the other created things, but when God created man, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, that he created man in his own image, designing man to reflect who God is and in a way that no other created thing could do, to bring praise to the Creator. Our God made us with the capability to enjoy the wonders of his creation, and also with the capacity of reason, language, free will, emotions, creativity, so many other things that animals don't have, that ability to understand and communicate, even like we're doing today. Freedom to choose our attitudes, actions, and reactions to our environment. The ability to build and create things that allow us to change or better control our surroundings. It's pretty incredible if you think about it. Even the ability for me to communicate to you right now over the radio waves is remarkable. God created man even with the ability to question, and even with the ability to deny the existence of God, giving man capacity to truly love God and communicate love in ways that no other creation is able. If you read through the Bible, we come across many different passages that talk about praising God. But today, I'd like to focus our attention on Isaiah chapter 43, and I'm going to break it at verse number 14. Isaiah 43:14, "Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct. They're quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. they shall show forth my praise. You see, Israel had chosen to disobey God and to go their own way. God didn't force them to follow him, but he rather allowed them to be on their own. And Israel was defeated and taken into captivity. In this time, though, God did not forget his people, but again brought them out of their captivity, redeeming them from a calamity of their own creation. In this passage, God is reminding the people of who he is. He is their Redeemer, their Lord, the Holy One, their Creator and King. He is the God who is all-powerful, able to do anything he desires, making a highway through the midst of a sea that safely held herds of cattle, men, women, and children. But it bogs down and holds fast an army of Egyptians as the waters rush back in and drown strong warriors from Egypt. But now, the Lord is preparing to do something entirely new. He's causing waters to spring forth in the wilderness and rivers to run in the desert. The animals will praise the Lord, and while some of the people of God will recognize the awesome working of God and give him praise, Israel as a whole is ungrateful and, in fact, is tired of God. We find this in verse 22. It says, "But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities." You know, if any nation or people had reason to thank God, to sing his praises, it was Israel, wasn't it? Their existence was punctuated with miracle after miracle, when God intervened and saved them from imminent destruction. But all this they've forgotten, or perhaps they've driven it from their memory because they want to do things their own way. They got tired of living for God. Now, before we get too critical of Israel, be honest. Have you ever done this? You know that your will was contrary to God's will, and you stubbornly did it your own way. So how'd that work out for you? Was it worth it? What did you get in exchange for a relationship with the God of heaven? Was it worth it in the moment? And perhaps a more pressing question, will it be worth it in eternity? Thankfully, God is merciful. And this morning, if you've not returned to him and found forgiveness and reconciliation, I encourage you to do so. You see, in verse 25, God goes on. He says, "I, even I, am he that blotted out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance." In other words, remember me. "Let us plead together. Declare thou, that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches." My friend, this morning, God will allow you to make the choice to leave his presence and his goodness far behind. But he's still calling out to you. He still wants to be known by you. As we go on here, chapter 44 of Isaiah, verse 1 says, "Yet now hear, O Jacob my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. Another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel." The God of heaven is a God of mercy, and I'm thankful for it, aren't you? This morning, if you're thirsty for spiritual water, and you're in need of renewal, our God has the water of life for you. For this generation, and if the Lord tarries the next, he will continue to pour out his Spirit, filling men and women with the power of God. What hope and assurance that God is unchanging and always able to meet the needs of his people. Now, perhaps this morning, after this, you're feeling a little bit guilty right now, thinking, well, I don't praise God enough as I should. Or perhaps you don't even have a relationship with God. I'd encourage you to start reading God's Word, the Bible. God delights in speaking to those who are truly seeking after Him. Remember the scripture we just read from? Isaiah 44, verse 3. It said, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring." My friend, this morning, if your life is empty, our God is ready to fill it. When your heart is filled by the Spirit of God, your life will then be filled with His praises. I hope that this rings true in your heart, in your life. But if not, in this season of Thanksgiving, look to Him. Call out to Him. Ask Him for forgiveness. Ask Him for healing. Seek Him, and you can be reconciled to God.
Until we give you first place, until we let you begin
to fill us with your Spirit, renew us from within.
And those who seek Him find Him to be such a good and merciful God. Well, my friend, our program for today is drawing to a close, but I trust that you'll have a very happy Thanksgiving. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you a very blessed week.
Transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. By your stripes you have healed the sin-sick heart to be perfect in full liberty. By resurrection, you are the firstborn of a race that's no longer under sin. And for all you have won, and for all you have done, Lord, we would thank you. And we would praise you again. We thank thee, we praise thee, we magnify thy name. Reverently on bended knee, thy greatness we proclaim. Our Father God, our substitute, our guide and comforter, suffering all for our eternity. We thank thee. Lord, we thank you for giving us heaven. And we thank you for your grace here on earth, where in this crude shell in which Adam once fell, we can share the wondrous grace of new birth. And Lord, we thank you for sending your Spirit,
Lord, we thank you,
to comfort and to guide us in the way. But Lord, most of all, thank you for the call that affords us this chance just to say.
We thank thee, we praise thee, we magnify thy name.
Reverently on bended knee, thy greatness we proclaim.
Our Father God, our substitute, our guide and comforter,
suffering all for our eternity.